Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.
Hello and welcome to a radio broadcast about the Art and Science Network. Since its very beginning, Ars Electronica has always focused strongly on the many interrelations between art and science.
In cooperation with 7 artistic and cultural institutions, as well as CERN and ESO, European Southern Observatory, Ars Electronica launched the European Digital Art and Science Network. This is an international initiative which is offering artists the chance to spend several weeks at CERN, ESO and the Ars Electronica Future Lab. The network aims to link up scientific aspects and ideas with approaches used in digital art, fostering interdisciplinary work and intercultural exchange, as well as gaining access to new target audiences are among its declared goals. There is also strong emphasis on art's role as a catalyst in processes of social renewal. By creating images and narratives dealing with the potential risks and rewards inherent in technological and scientific development, artists exert an important influence on how our society comes to terms with these innovations.
In cooperation with the 7 European partner organizations, Ars Electronica issued 2 worldwide calls for submissions. The first call was for a residency at the European Southern Observatory, short ESO, in Chile. The second call for a residency at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. From among the entries, the juries of top name experts selected 2 artists or artist groups to take part in the residencies. The artists which have been chosen for this residence are Maria Ignacia Edwards for ESO and also Ars Electronica Future Lab, and the artist group Semiconductor for CERN and also Ars Electronica Future Lab.
The European Southern Observatory, short ESO, is an intergovernmental organization that has its headquarters in Munich and its observing facilities in Chile. Founded in 1962, today ESO consists of many different observation facilities which helped to make a lot of important discoveries in astronomy. ESO has built and operated some of the largest and the most technologically advanced telescopes in the world. As the cradle of the World Wide Web and home of the Large Hadron Collider, which investigates the mysteries of our universe, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, is an eminent center of digital culture as well as science and technology. As an international center of excellence in these fields, it is an inspirational place for artists and designers to explore and extend their research in order to find new artistic approaches. Arts at CERN is CERN's arts program designed to make creative connections between the worlds of science, the arts, and technology. It is part of CERN's cultural policy, agreed in August 2010, which led to the creation of its flagship arts program, Collide at CERN, Artists' Residences, Creative Collisions Between the Arts and Science, in 2011. The Collide at CERN residency program is already well established and highly regarded, having run successfully for 4 years, with a proven track record in transdisciplinary artistic excellence and exchange between artists and scientists.
The other 7 partners are GV Art from United Kingdom,
DIG Gallery from Slovakia,
Science Gallery from Ireland,
Laboral from Spain,
Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation from Spain,
Kapelica Gallery from Slovenia,
and the Center for the Promotion of Science in Serbia. In today's Art and Science broadcast, you will hear parts of a press conference which took place in Ars Electronica Center in the end of August 2015, and also parts of a tour through the Art and Science exhibitions in Ars Electronica Center. Microphone, Sarah Braschak.
And Jernea Savitz.
I'm Gerfried Stocker, I'm the Artistic Director of Ars Electronica, and now I'm looking and already finding Maria Edwards. She is the first artist that I'm very happy and proud to present to you in this festival, in this opening parcours. Maria Edwards is the artist that was selected in the frame of a new art and science project that we are conducting together with other European art institutions that allows us, with a strong funding by the European Commission, thanks to the gods in Brussels, to send artists every year to CERN, to this wonderful research facility in Switzerland, where the scientists are looking deep inside the smallest particles of our matter, and on the other side to the ESO, the European Southern Observatory in Chile at the Atacama Desert, where you all know these wonderful photos from these super large telescopes, this infrastructure, where the scientists are looking out into the universe. And I think this is really a remarkable, also in a symbolic way, a remarkable situation to be able for a few years to select artists, send them to these locations, and then to have them coming back, realizing new projects that are contemplating and reflecting their experiences, their exchange with the scientists.
Drei große Ausstellungen werden im September auch eröffnet. Eine davon ist in Zusammenarbeit und auch mit ganz starker finanzieller Unterstützung der ESA entstanden. Das ist jene europäische Organisation, die die Satelliten in die Luft schickt und dann von oben runterschaut, im Gegensatz zur ESO, mit der wir auch zusammenarbeiten. Die betreiben diese Sternwarten zum Beispiel in Chile, wo sie rausschauen in die Welt. Beide sind Partner, genauso wie CERN, und ich kann es nicht oft genug betonen, allein diese drei Forschungseinrichtungen über längere Zeit jetzt als Kooperationspartner zu haben, ist eine der großartigsten Möglichkeiten, weil wir damit Künstlerinnen und Künstler direkt sozusagen in den Kern der wissenschaftlichen Arbeit unserer Zeit bringen. Das ist nicht irgendwie ein bisschen so den Physikunterricht vom Gymnasium ein bisschen nachholen als Künstler oder Künstlerin, sondern das ist wirklich die Möglichkeit, an die aktuellen Fronten der Forschungsarbeit und der wissenschaftlichen Arbeit zu gehen.
Maria Edwards is an artist from Chile. It was a pure coincidence that a Chilean artist was selected to be the first one to visit the ESO observatories in Chile in the frame of this art project. At ESO, they have been conducting artist in residence programs already before. I think this is also very remarkable that such a large scale research institution is supporting the artists as well. She has been spending some time there with the scientists, exploring what they are doing, has been, like I think everybody of us, amazed and surprised in some way also that the way how we think about the telescope and observatory looking into the sky. We still talk about looking into the sky, and I think everybody, the first moment you think about a small or a large telescope, and you look with your bare eyes. Nobody at these research facilities looks at the sky with the bare eyes besides, oh, it's nice starry night this evening. But for the scientific research, of course, it's super high-tech sensors and equipment that they need to measure and collect data from the vast spectrum of electromagnetic waves. And then from all this data and information together, they generate images. And what we see in the newspapers, in television, and more, of course, in the internet, is wonderful images. Most of them are not images in the sense that they are produced by visible light, but they are produced by collected, aggregated data that is converted into a visible image. Making the invisible visible, many artists have this made, so to say, to their credo, and it's maybe one of the best, yet very simple, but one of the best descriptions also of the similarity between art and science. The more we work in the field with art and science, the more we understand and explore how complicated and manifolded this relationship is, and we are very happy to have many more years to explore these relationships. But now, with any further ado, I would also like to ask Maria Edwards to introduce her piece.
In my work, it's inspired by the stay of the observatory, and it's a piece. My idea was create like a mobile instrument composed by different pieces, and here you can see 11 swings. And why the swing? Because the main idea of the artwork of this project in specific is invite people to watch again and have time for watch the sky and the stars. So have time for the contemplation, for don't do many things, be quiet and enjoy the moment of be connected with the environment and everything. So for that, this 11 swing, they're gonna be sending for 11 different countries, which are the 7 partners of Ars Electronica. The idea also is create like a map constellation inspired by the stars, so it's connect isolate points with this balance and recording the movement with one note which is gonna be sound here in Ars Electronica in the piano. So when somebody swinging in these different countries, we can see, we can listen the movement of the swing. So each swing have only one simple note, prolonged and extended in the space and the air. But the idea is finally try to create an harmony, but at distance. So this is the only time that we're gonna see all the instruments gathered and in the same space, but after the festival, this swing it's gonna be inside a box with all the instruction. If you sit in the swing, in the top are the instruction how you should hanging a swing and swinging. So very simple instruction for swinging and enjoy the movement and watch the sky. And then the piano, it's gonna be here for a long time because it's hard to travel with a piano. So the idea also, it's like the universe, it's the origin of the universe, it's everything it's together and then they spread, so this is the same. It's everything together and then this gonna start to disappear and we finally just, we have the piano, so when you listen the note, you should use the imagination and try to make this map constellation with the different place and build the harmony of the moon.
The project consists actually of two parts. The second part of the exhibition upstairs in the room where we have elements of art and science is the exhibition that we will visit later, and then I think we can continue to explore your project. I think what's very nice also in this context is that Maria Edwards is not the typical media artist. She comes from the fine arts. She has a very different background than most of the people working in this context. And it has been very fruitful and interesting also to really have her as a kind of bridge and broker also between what the scientists are doing and what our people here in the Future Lab are doing, what the digital artists are doing. And I think this combination with work that works also with telepresence. Then when all these swings go to our partner organizations all over Europe, then we really will have a kind of European constellation, a European network of swinging movements that are resonating here in this piano. So there will be always a kind of faint soundscape here in the Ars Electronica Center that is driven by the partners in this constellation of the Art and Science Project.
Within the Elements of Art and Science exhibitions, you can also see an exhibition from Nick Erwing in the Sellaf as Electronica Center.
He has been really able to explore the possibilities of this technology way beyond the usual architectural models or design mock-ups that we usually see in the world of 3D printing and in the many 3D print exhibitions that are around there at the time. What I think is so remarkable that he produces sculptures that when, you know, the first moment we look at it, it's clear this has not been possible. It wouldn't have been possible without this technology. We see types of sculptures that of course look familiar to us, but then again, this is always my experience, the brain always is kind of surprised and puzzled by seeing so many details that we couldn't see in sculptures for thousands of years. In all this long history of making sculptures, nobody has been able to really make these very fragile structures that go deep into it. It's not just on the surface where you apply some fine elements. It's really throughout the sculpture. Of course, he is also not only exploring the possibilities, he is ruthlessly documenting the limits of these technologies. I think none of these projects is coming out of the printer as it is, because the idea is always 3D print, you press it, and then, you know, like in Starship Enterprise, in the replicator, things come out. There is a huge amount of work in the conception. To be able to make this, to use the machines, you need a lot of effort to plan it. And then these things, they have to be colorized. Yeah. Most of them consist of different parts that are put together. And I think this is really an interesting example that, of course, again, it's the artists who are not only exploring, but immediately finding the limits, the vulnerabilities, but are not turned away, not turning away, but working on finding ways how to go beyond it.
What I was really interested when I studied the work of like a past generation and I came up to the work of like Andy Moore, he's really seen as one of the inventors of the hole in a sculpture. And today we see also all the little details with 3D printing. It's obvious that there are all holes in it, but actually in our Western society, the hole is actually a very new idea. And it's obvious because a sculptor in the past could only carve till where his hand could reach, till where his sizzle could reach. And I think that's a beautiful thing at 3D printing. You can really design the inside. You can shut down your computer at night. You can walk in again the next day, and then it can be 3D printed in layers, so you can really invent the inside. And like Herfried already said, I'm not interested in just making a 3D print, but looking what is the tradition of sculpture and how can I, as a new generation, put the next step in that history, in that story. Well, this is, of course, a very ambitious ambition, but this is what I'm searching for. What are the limits of machines? And this is a nice thing that today a company like Stratasys, that is one of the world manufacturers, is taking contact with me to really play with the new machines that are not yet officially existing. And that gives you as an artist, of course, possibilities to be a pioneer and really look what are the limits of the technology and how can I put a little bit pressure on the engineers to put the next step. And don't just, like you said, don't just push the button, but take all the knowledge you have from your background as an architect, as ceramic, and take that all together. And that's, of course, the frustrating thing, but also the nice thing that you can really invent sculptures that are not possible today, but that maybe will be possible for the future. And I think that's a nice thing to be invited in a center as this, that you really feel almost the future coming alive here.
Artist exploring, finding the limits, going beyond, and thus, of course, this wonderful situation always to show us the potential where we could go with these technologies. And for you, it's a rather unique situation, I think, as well as for Maria Edwards. You are not the type of artists that are usually in the circle of the media art festivals and our centers. You are working with galleries, you are doing a lot of huge-scale public art projects. Actually, I think you are quite well-selling artist, if I can say so. And I think it's very interesting, important also for us to have this kind of projects and this point of view also in our educational and didactic background. And I think this ability of art to go beyond just showing itself is something that in this whole context of art and science is one of the relevant topics. There's a lot of discussion always, is it the role of art, should it be the role of artists, so to say, to communicate the science? Of course, art is not here to make a more beautiful website for the research institute or to make nicer designs for the ugly, usually ugly PowerPoints. But nevertheless, I think art still is doing a very important educational, informational work, because with this type of projects, we can really see sometimes even beyond the horizon of what the artists and the engineers, the developers are thinking about the future technologies and applications. This exhibition, this is part of the Elements of Art and Science exhibition. The ESA exhibition that we will see later and the Elements of Art and Science, they will stay here for the next years. Some of the projects, like parts of Maria Edwards' projects and also some of Nick Erving's projects, will go on in November to Laboral in Spain, in the northern of Spain, one of our partners in this European Network for Digital Art and Science. But most of the pieces will stay here for the whole year. Elements of Art and Science, as I said, is the overall title of a big program of exhibitions and projects that we put together, mainly again under the umbrella of this European Union funded project, the European Network for Digital Art and Science, with six other European partners. And it's an exhibition that is not so much trying to showcase a few highlight projects of art and science collaboration, but rather, as usual in the context of the Ars Electronica Center exhibitions, to also provide a kind of a little bit educational background to see with many different approaches of artists where this exploration of art and science can lead. I mentioned it already, it is a very diverse type of activities. The more we are involved in it, the less I have the feeling that I know how to explain why this collaboration is so interesting and so important, and I think that's the wonderful situation for an exhibition center, for an art center, for an educational center. We don't always have to try to describe it precisely with our words. We can create situations that allow us ourselves to explore a field, but also, and in particular, allows the audiences and the people to explore this field. So we have a variety of projects. In this room over here, we see the second part of Maria Edwards' project, and I think it's interesting again to take a look. And also some documentaries of other works that have been done in the recent years in the framework of this collaboration, especially with CERN. Here are documentations about the works of Julius Bismarck, Bill Fontana, Ryoshi Ikeda, who have been artists that we were able to send in collaboration with CERN to work there with the scientists. This part is the new piece by Maria Edwards. Her style here is very much to use this kind of chart boards that are, of course, a metaphor, a symbol for the way, the kind of traditional way of how we think that scientists work and look. Very often when we see Nobel Prize winners, we see them on photos, on newspaper photos, in front of a blackboard where all these formulas are there. And she adopted this also for herself as a kind of way of memorizing and replaying, so to say, her memories and impressions that she had during her stay. This is how she drafted her concept of these swings and bows and how the circles and constellations of the stars had been ending up in this arrangement and alignment of the bows and the swings. And also here she gathered, so to say, typical symbols, elements that we would say traditionally this is the world of science, of handcraft. And I think also an important part, of course, when we talk and think about this collaboration of art and science, where is the difference between science and technology? On the other side, where's the difference between art, design, and communication? And I think only if we embrace the full spectrum on both sides, we can really also benefit from these encounters and collaborations.
One of the many artistic works within the Elements of Art and Science exhibitions is, for example, Kepler's Dream from Anne-Kathrin Grenz and Michael Burg.
Again, a very interesting combination between physical objects and the images they create. I think this corresponds to what Akira Wakita is doing with the digital particle simulator and their very analog way of creating an image that tells us on the plane of projection, tells us so much about how the shape of the object has an impact on the space that it surrounds. Also again, playing in a very nice way with this kind of typical historic elements of what we consider the world of science. And I think one of these issues, of course, in these art and collaborations is not so much to understand the topic of science, to communicate science in a way that we now understand, I don't know, the dual nature of light or whatsoever. I mean, there is a good reason why these people are studying 5 years, 10 years on university to understand it. But rather to explain, so to say, the nature of science and what is this human desire, this human drive to be a scientist or to be an artist. And I think by using these elements of also historical elements of scientific work of investigation, it creates a very nice combination also to the developments that are going on right now. And I would like to ask you also to say a few words to your project.
So thanks also for having us. And yeah, this project was very much about technology also and obsolete technology, like the overhead projector, which is obsolete now in the times of digital projection, but it still has some qualities that you don't have with the digital. So if you move it like the projection, you have the infinite frame rate, and so this was kind of interesting to mix the contemporary technology of 3D printing with the obsolete technology and create something new.
You were listening to a radio broadcast about art and science, in particular the art and science exhibitions, which are taking place in Ars Electronica Center. You heard Gerfried Stocker, the artistic director of Ars Electronica Center, Maria Ignacia Edwards, artist in residency at ESO and Ars Electronica Future Lab, artist Nick Erwink, producer of the 3D print exhibition titled Viewnup, and also the artist Michael Burg, who did the project Kepler's Dream together with Anne-Kathrin Grenz. There are many, many other artistic works you can see in Ars Electronica Center within the exhibition Elements of Art and Science during this and the next year.
In the next radio broadcast, you will hear more about the residency program in which Maria Ignacia Edwards took part and also an interview with her. Thank you for listening.
Sarah Praschak
and Jernea Savet.
Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.